Blog Talk Radio.
Just as I am, we found one peace.
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Sabbath to one and to all. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. We got started a little bit late this evening because of unforeseen circumstances, but, you know, the Lord is with us. So let me just pray, and I'll open the lines to see if anyone else see if anyone has a testimony, prayer request, or question. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day of Sabbath, this day of rest, Lord, that our bodies so need, Lord. We look forward to it, Lord, sometimes without even knowing, Father. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for provision. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for blessing us in a mighty way, Lord. Sometimes we don't even know how much you have blessed us, protect us through this week, Lord. But we want to praise you and glorify and magnify your name anyway for your blessing, Lord, your love, your mercy upon us, Father. Please be with each and everyone that's on the prayer line now and those that will be joining us. Be with our family and our friends in a special way, Lord. We pray that we will be light unto them, Lord, that we will share the word of you, O Lord, wherever we go. Let us not be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word also, so that we will not be deceived, Father. Lord, I thank you for the speaker that we will be having this evening, Lord. May you anoint his lips, Lord, that he will speak only words that you have given him from the throne of grace, Lord, and we just glorify your name again. We just magnify your name, Lord. There's, you know, we cannot even begin to thank you for all that you have done. Even us being in this world for a time such as this, Lord, help us to be disciples that share the word of truth with those around us so that they will not perish, Lord, without knowing you or having a chance to know you because we fail to do our work that you have called us to do. We thank you again. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. If anyone have a scripture reading, prayer request, testimony, or like to share their devotion, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11 say, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." So let us be overcomer so that we will not be hurt by the second death, but also that we will get to sit at Jesus' feet. We will meet our Lord and Savior. Amen. So that should be the most important reason, you know, to be overcomer, to meet our Creator. Amen. And hopefully it's not too noisy. My neighbors, they're playing music loudly. So I hopefully it's not, you know, noisy. Amen. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 through 17 read, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in words or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Amen. And that was Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 through 17. Okay. Amen. So I am looking for a verse from Spirit of Prophecy. So if no one have a scripture testimony or would all like to offer a word of prayer, I'll play a song as I find that verse. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Again, if anyone have a scripture reading or would like to share a testimony, please feel free to press 1, and that will indicate to me that you would like to speak, and I'll go ahead and open your line. Amen. And what I wanted to share is coming from GW, Gospel Workers, and chapter 3, paragraph 36.2. It reads, "We look to self as though we had power to save ourselves, but Jesus died for us because we are helpless to do this. In Him is our hope, our justification, our righteousness. We should not despond, and we should not despond and fear that we have no Savior or that He has no thoughts of mercy towards us. At this very time, He is carrying on His work in our behalf, inviting us to come to Him in our helplessness and be saved. We dishonor Him by our unbelief. It is astonishing how we treat our very best friend, how little confidence we repose in Him who is able to save to the uttermost and who has given us even evidence of His great love." So may the Lord have mercy upon us where we have failed and come short, so that we will come higher on Jacob ladder, so that we can be disciples of God, and we can have faith and trust in the Lord, you know, with all our hearts, with all our mind, and with all our soul. Because God is good, brothers and sisters. He is worthy to be praised, and we have to be faithful even unto death, as like the Hebrews boys, the three Hebrews boys. So they were faithful. They were ready to die, but God saw it fit that they should be an example for their faithfulness, and He saved them. And Jesus came in the fire with them. Praise the Lord for His being so merciful. Psalms chapter 31 and verse 24 reads, "Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So let us be of good courage. Amen. So that the Lord will strengthen our heart. He said, "All ye that hope in the Lord." So I'm asking, do you hope in the Lord today? And, you know, every day, God wants us to be of good good courage. Amen. Also, chapter 31 and verse 23 reads, "O love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentiful rewarded the proud doers." Amen. So let us be faithful again, because we shall receive a reward. Each of us will receive a reward. So let it be the reward that we so need, the reward that we deserve. God is not slack, you know, and He will give us the just reward. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. Again, if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, go ahead and press 1 at this time so that I can open your line. TBS, that's an abbreviation for the book and Spirit of Prophecy. I got to get the exact name. Paragraph 51.4, it reads, "Gentle works. When discouraging words are spoken to you, do not reply unless you can return a pleasant answer." And that is so true, because many of time we, either by spouse, by children, in-laws, on our job, unkind or discouraging words might be spoken to us, and we have to return with a pleasant answer if we're going to answer. Continue reading. When you are tired and tempted by unkind words, do not retaliate. Say to yourself, I will not disappoint my Savior. Every man who is a Christian is a gentleman, and every woman who is a Christian is a gentlewoman. The law of kindness is ever on the lips of the Christian woman. She utters no hasty words. To speak gentle words when you feel irritated will bring sunshine in your heart and will make your path more smooth. A schoolgirl, in answer to a question, said, meek people are those who give soft answer to rough questions. Amen. Christ say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. They will be fit subject for the kingdom of heaven because they are willing to be taught. Amen. So I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters, and remember to use kind words. You know, sometimes we shouldn't even, you know, if we're going to say something hasty or something not kind, we should not even speak, or we should pray. We should ask the Lord for wisdom. We should always return with a soft answer, and, you know, it won't be any harsh things said or things that you will have to take back. So, again, let us be kind and loving unto those that we come in contact with. Again, press 1. If you have a scripture reading, testimony, or you would like to offer a word of prayer, amen. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Amen. Okay. Psalms chapter 94, verse 12 reads, Psalms chapter 94 and verse 12, it says, blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. So that person, that man, is blessed. Amen. So again, I'm sorry if there's like noise. There's a neighbor. They're playing their music loud. So please bear with me if there's any noise in the background. Amen. So please press 1 so that I can open your line. Our speaker will be coming on soon. But this is the time for sharing. So press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or a scripture reading. Amen. So I will play a song while I try to change my sitting location.
And
Amen. I see that someone has pressed one. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I'll go ahead and open the line for 401-919. Your line is now open.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Sister Carla. Good night to all on the prayer line. Hope
Amen.
That we are truly blessed. We all had a wonderful week, and God has been good to us and has been blessing us tremendously. And we can be on the prayer line here to encourage each other. And I was just relating to my wife concerning the last days, that one of the tools that Satan is going to use in these last days is discouragement. Discouragement, you know, that is something he's going to use amongst God's people, she said. But we are not to get discouraged, no matter how bleak, how things may seem, upside down sometimes, you know. God is leading us and guiding us and directing us, and he will see us through no matter what. So we got to hold our faith. We got to hold strong. We got to press on. Like Paul said, brethren, this is one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind me, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And that he went further to say, that I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor any other creature or whatever will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So we can rest so assured that, brethren, behind every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. And knowing that Jesus says, I will walk with you through the fire. I will walk with you through the waters. And no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. For greater is he, the Spirit of God, in you than they that are in the world. So we have such great and blessed assurance that our big brother Jesus has passed this way before. He was in all points tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. And so we can rest assured that we have a Savior, a Redeemer, who will see us through and take us through. And by the grace of God, we will have the blessings that he installs for us. So we have a double, I'm going to sing a song, and my wife is going to just do a short reading. Yes. All right. So I will bring the song to us. I hope that our hearts are blessed, stating that someday the silver cord will break. Amen. Someday the silver cord will break, and I'm no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. Someday my earthly house will fall. I cannot tell how soon 'twill be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. And I shall see him face to face, and tell the story saved and I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Someday when fades the golden sun beneath the rosy tinted west, my blessed Lord will say, well done, and I shall enter into rest. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace.
All right. All right, good night. Yeah. Sala, happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
God bless. I have a short reading, Worship with a Bellum of Noise. I'm reading Selective Messages, Book 2. I'm reading from page 36. It is impossible to estimate too largely the work that the Lord will accomplish through his proposed vessel in carrying out his mind and purpose. The things you have described as taking place in Indiana, the Lord had shown me would take place just before the close of probation. And we know we are living just before the close of probation because Christ has shown us. He said, when you see all these things come to pass, know that the end is near. Every untruth things will be demonstrated. There will be shouting with drums, music, and dancing. The senses of rational being will become so confused that they cannot be trusted to make right decision. And this is called the moving of the Holy Spirit. Well, what this is saying that all, you know, because I think because way back they used to say Adventists don't have the Holy Spirit. So I think they're bringing all these things just to show that we have the Holy Spirit. But we know the Holy Spirit come in quiet, and by our fruit, the Holy Spirit will reveal with love and joy and peace and long-suffering. Our attitude, our mannerism will show that we have the Holy Spirit in our life. We don't have to jump up and dance and play loud music in order to prove that we have the Holy Spirit. Because at the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit rests upon them. What they did, they preach, they speak in tongues. Not tongues like what other people speak in, but they speak where other people could understand. The Holy Spirit never reveal itself in such method, in such a bellum of noise. This is an invitation of Satan to cover up his ingenious method for making of none effect the pure, sincere, elevating, ennobling, sanctifying truth for this time. Better never have the worship of God blended with music than to use musical instrument to do the work, which last January was represented to me would be brought into our camp meeting. This is Ellen G. White saying, better you don't have music than to have this bellum of noise, and it's just a noise. The truth for this time need nothing of this kind in its work of converting soul. A bellum of noise shock the senses and pervert that which is conducted aright might be a blessing. So it shock our senses, so our brains. The power of Satan agency blend with the dim and noise to have a carnival, and this is termed the Holy Spirit working. So sometimes the music sung like a carnival. The music sung so worldly that people and all. I remember A while ago, we had drums in our church, and we had a young pastor, and he liked drums. And I remember somebody come because they hear the music to just see just the drums. But we shouldn't attract people by that kind of music. But we should attract people with the Holy Spirit music. Music what could touch our soul. Refined music. When the camp meeting is ended, the good which ought to have been done and which might have been done by the presentation of sacred truth is not accomplished. Those participating in the supposed revival receive impression which lead them adrift. So instead of bringing them up to Christ, they go further. They cannot tell what they formerly knew regarding Bible principles. No encouragement should be given to this kind of worship. The same kind of influence came in after the passing of the time in 1844. So sometimes we think these things now come, but it's kind of creeping the church, but now it's there. Because Satan don't really attack in a open way, because everybody will reveal it, will see it. But it creeps until we don't know when it happened, but it's happened. The same kind of representation were made. Men become excited and were worked by a power taught to be the power of God. So this is my little reading. It's just worship with a bellum of noise. And we just only have to know God, when we worship, we should worship God in spirit and in truth. We sing with the spirit. We sing with the understanding. It's not the noise. Oh, it's gone.
No, it's on.
Uh-huh. Not more noise than you're hearing more music and you're hardly hearing the singing. But the music should be a little softer and the singing should supposed to be a little higher than the music. So may God bless us and keep us that we will worship God in spirit and in truth. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sister Richardson and Brother Elder Richardson. Elder Richardson, can we have a word of prayer from you before I open the line for Elder Mozart that will be speaking? Amen. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. All right. Let us pray. I did not hear all the prayer requests, but God knows all those that have requested prayers. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful for this wonderful opportunity to be on this Advent Prayer Line ministry. Dear God, as we share our testimonies, as we share our scriptures and spirit of prophecy readings and as songs are being sung and testimonies that are being given, Lord, we pray that it will be a refreshing to our souls and encouragement to our hearts. Oh, Lord, we pray for revival and awakening amongst your people, dear Father. All those that have asked for prayers, Lord, concerning friends and families and situations and circumstances, we are praying, oh God, even at this time to come close, oh Lord, and answer prayers accordingly, dear God. I want to pray for all the brethren and sisters on this prayer line, those that for some reason or the other have gone away or have not been on the prayer line lately. We want to pray, oh God, that you remind them, dear God, that your Spirit, Lord, speak to their hearts, that they will realize and understand, Father, that we are about our brothers and sisters' keeper, Lord. We are about encouraging and provoking unto love and good works. And so, Lord, we pray that many that have gone listless or cold in whatever way, oh God, bring them back. Father, that they will be an encouragement Father, to each and every one that are sharing testimonies and praying and singing, dear God. Father, if ever we need to be encouraged in such a time like this, it is now, dear God. And we pray that you will bless each and every one, Lord, at the hearing of this prayer, dear God. For all those that have asked for prayers that I did not hear, all the prayers, for past prayers, O Lord, we want to pray for each and every one. Father, you know it's each and every one by name, O God. Pray for Brother Yudi, knowing that he's traveling. I do not know if he's back from wherever he and his family has been traveling. I pray that they will return back safely, that your blessings be upon them in a special way. I want to pray for Sister Carla, who is hosting. Dear God, that you bless her, that you give her the wisdom that is needed, the strength, the encouragement. Dear God, that you will hold faithful and strong in trusting all to thee, O God. I want to pray, Father, for Sister Powell that is in Jamaica. I pray that you will bless her in a tremendous way, Lord, that you will bless her with the ministry that she's carrying on over there, that you will give her blessings, Lord, as she works with the children and the youths. Be with them over there in a special way, dear Father, and give her, Lord, traveling mercies in her way back, O God. I want to pray for Sister Leola and her husband and her daughter and her son and her granddaughter in a special way. Bless them in a special way, O Lord, that you will provide for them those things that are needful, O Lord, that you will bless them richly in a special way. I want to pray for Sister Brenda and Brother John. Dear God, bless them also, dear God, and enable them, Father, to be a blessing that they will trust, Lord, to you in a special way. Father, we want to pray for Brother O'Neill in a special way. We want to pray for Brother Rick and his family, his daughter, Lord. We want to pray for them. Lord, we want to pray for all the others, Sister Deborah, dear Father, and her husband. Lord, we want to pray for each and every one that on this prayer line and those that have not been on the prayer line for a while, Lord. Bless them in a special way. And dear Father, help us all to be drawn closer to you, to be filled with your point of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will lead us and guide us and enable us, Lord, to be faithful. We want to pray for the hurricane concerning, dear God, that is going to be hitting Florida in by Monday or so, Lord. We want to pray, Lord, that if it's that you will steer that hurricane away or cause as many to leave that area that are in harm's way. Dear God, that you will protect, Lord, in a special way, that lives will not be lost, even though livestock, other things may be damaged, or as the case might be. I pray for your protection, O God, in this matter concerning the hurricane. Lord, we want to pray for the speaker tonight. Be with him in a special way as he bring the word. Hide him behind the cross, Lord. Give him wisdom from on high, that our hearts, the listeners that are hearing your words, hearts will be blessed, hearts will be stirred, and hearts will be drawn closer to you. We thank you for your holy Sabbath, day of rest and gladness, dear God, and help us all to be faithful in serving you all the days of our appointed life. And Lord, we pray for all the plans that we are anticipating for Tennessee, blessed in a special way, all the projects, all the goals that we're anticipating for down there. May your will be done through us, dear God. We pray for the prayer, our prayer line also, dear God, that many that are coming on, hearts will be blessed also, dear God. And fill us with your grace and anoint us and appoint us as your sons and as your daughters in serving you all the days of our life. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, the glory. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister
Amen,
Carla.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder. Especially for Florida, I was scheduled to fly into Florida, Gainesville, Florida, Monday. So, you know, again, may the Lord's will be done. And then from there, I was scheduled to, you know, assist someone, be a companion to this lady. She's legally blind, and drive her to Alabama, UG Pine, for, you know, a couple weeks. So may the Lord's will be done. Again, continue to keep those people in prayer that's in Florida and the surrounding areas. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Elder Moses. also Brother Moses, amen. He's a elder. He's a brother in Christ. So I'll go ahead and open his line. Your line is now open. Brother Mozart?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Happy Sabbath, everyone. And it
Amen.
Is a joy to be on the in the land of the living. I come before you tonight with joy in my heart because it is a special privilege to understand the value, even to have a glimpse of the value of the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, as we read in Exodus 31, verse 18, it is a sign between God, 31 and 17. It is a sign between God and his people. It is a joy to know that despite all the things that we've gone through the week, all the vicissitudes of life that were thrown at us, we still remember that from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, that we are to commune with the Creator of all things, the Maker of the universe, our Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer of mankind. I bring greetings to you all from Middletown, Connecticut. And I am beyond myself because I had a roller coaster type of a day today psychologically, because I went to work this morning and I had met a coworker that I saw her standing in front of a machine that she was operating, and she looked like she was not there. And I usually take the time to walk the floor and greet everyone individually. And as I walked up to her, I said, good morning. And she said, good morning. But I could tell that it wasn't a good morning for her. And I asked, what is the issue? Why don't you convince me that it is a good morning? And she said, for what she's going through, it does not seem to be a good morning. And when I inquired of her, and she told me that her father had suffered two heart attacks in on the same day. He collapsed in the house with a heart attack. They called the ambulance. The ambulance came to pick him up. And as they reached the hospital, he had another heart attack. And that he had even lost by the time they get to the house, I believe. I guess he waited about half an hour, and I guess there wasn't enough air, oxygen that got to his brain, and they were concerned that whenever he comes back to normalcy, that he may suffer from brain damage. So he had a second heart attack in the hospital, and so Damaris is the name of the daughter, and the father, the gentleman that had the heart attack, his name is Gabriel Jimenez, 59 years old, had two heart attacks in the same day. I had never heard of that before. So the reason why I'm saying I'm happy, I'm experiencing joy right now, is because this morning when I got to work, I was looking for Damaris yesterday. I didn't see her, and apparently she had taken the day off to be with her father. But this morning she had to come to work. When she came to work, she could not function, and she was standing in front of the machine, and she was weeping, and she was wailing. And then when I approached her, people were trying to console her, and I approached her and I asked what it looked like. From my perspective, it looked like she had lost her father. when I approached her, she said, well, the father is not responding and that he has been put on life support. And I told her to stop crying, that your father is not dead. You know, that he's alive and he's still here with us. So she was, she had already given up. And I had to go to a meeting. So I went to my car to drive to the meeting, and I petitioned the throne of God right there on behalf of Gabriel, because we have a group here in Hartford, Connecticut. We go and visit with the people in their homes. We go with the sick. We visit with the sick in the hospital. And we had offered to the Maris that we would go to the hospital to see and to visit with her father on Sabbath. And she had agreed. So when I heard that he was on life support and I was petitioning to God to keep him alive so that we can meet him in the hospital. And then I went to my meeting. And then shortly this evening, sometime this evening, I got a text from Damaris saying that she was she texted me, you know, with the emojis, with you know, weeping because her father's oldest son from a different relationship had come and decided to unplug the father, and that the whole family started wailing and crying because they didn't think that it was worth it to keep him on the machine when he apparently had suffered brain damage and two heart attacks, and he was like a vegetable, and the son made the decision to unplug him. My heart dropped to the floor when I heard that, because we were making plans to meet him and to go and sing and petition on his behalf to the throne of God right in the room. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh Lord, no, that means we will not be able to go see him, and that the daughter is crying, weeping. And then about an hour later, I got a text from Damaris saying that he's still breathing. He's breathing on his own. And I said, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. In Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, Jesus Christ says, my ears are not too hard to hear. I'm paraphrasing. And he says that my arms are not too short to save. But it is our sins, it is our iniquities that separate us from him. And in John 14, verse 13, I believe he says that if we call, if we ask anything in his name, that he will do it. I did not take into account how filthy I am, how unworthy I am to come near the throne to petition on behalf of Gabriel, and I did so. And that tonight, even when the son had taken upon himself to tell the doctors to unplug the father, and that he, as a vegetable, is still breathing on his own, because we have to see him tomorrow and pray on his behalf, and by God's grace, he will be able to get up on his feet and walk. My brothers and sisters, I come before you tonight, putting before you the seriousness of the time in which we live today. The people are dying out in the world. We have conflagrations, earthquakes, and all kinds of natural disasters, and everything man-made, everything that man has put trust in is about to turn over. They're about to surrender because they cannot sustain the disaster that is about to hit this planet. And the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, has made provision where he has called a few people that can hear him, and they will take up the three angels' messages. the only gospel that is able to save, to go and live this message and to propagate it throughout the world so that many souls will be saved. My brothers and sisters, the verse that I have for you tonight is found in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. That's the verse that I have for you tonight. But it's going to be connected with a few other verses. But before I read this verse, actually, let me read the verse first, or let me pray first. And we'll read the verse and then I'll read a quotation. Father in heaven, it is a joy to know that when we are calling on your name, Father, that you tend your ear to listen to your children. You love us so much that you tell us in Luke 15, verse 7 and verse 10, that heaven rejoices even when one soul repents. And the Father, you tell us that you would vacate your throne and leave behind 99 to come save one. And everyone that is within the sound of my voice tonight is that one. And that there is nothing that we're going through in life that can stand in the before you, Father, that can stand against the grace that is able to save that comes from your throne. Father, as we go about hashing your word tonight and to meditate on your word and to understand our role in this intercession of time, my Father, everyone that is hearing, that is listening, may be able to be edified and to go forward with gusto to preach this gospel as it comes to them and as they make themselves available and malleable in your hands. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive our sins, and thank you again for the Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah 15, verse 16 tells us, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. My brothers and sisters, I hope that you take this verse and stand on it. Stand on it. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. My brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian, if you profess Christianity, Christianity is Christ-tianity. We are called by Christ's name. And Christians are supposed to feed on the Word of God, especially for the times in which we live, because we are running the risk of having our Bibles taken from us, of having the doors of our churches shut to never open again. So from this word, John 15, verse 16, we all can go to Matthew 4. Let's go to Matthew 4, verse 4. Matthew 4, verse 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. My brothers and sisters, I hope you understand these words. If we are to live by bread alone, a day is coming when bread will run out. And when bread runs out, we will cease to live. But if we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, then when bread runs out, we will remain alive. Because in Matthew 24, let's go there. Matthew 24, I believe it's verse 35. Matthew 24, verse 35. It says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. My brothers and sisters, do we understand what that means? This world is about to end. This world has run its course. The enemy of souls was given 6,000 years to run his government. And he knows that those 6,000 years are about to end. And he is out to kill like never before. And my brothers and sisters, whatever that man had put trust in is about to surrender, is about to fall flat, and that the people will take to the streets. They will be asking for sustenance. I am not saying things to scare anyone. I am saying what the Lord has put in my mouth to tell you all. We serve a God, as Isaiah 46 verses 9 and 10 tells us, we serve a God that is able to tell the end from the beginning, before it happens. The God of gods, the omniscient one, the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, will reveal to his servants, the prophets, as Amos 3 verse 7 says, what will happen. And he is so lovely, he is so loving, that he will warn before danger hits. He will warn before calamity hits. He will warn before catastrophe takes place. So Matthew 24 verse 35 says, heaven and earth shall pass, but my words shall not pass. And we read Jeremiah 15, verse 16, that thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to read a quotation from Gospel Workers 1892 version, page 322, paragraph 2. It says, the enterprise of gaining everlasting life is above every earthly consideration. I will repeat. The enterprise of gaining everlasting life is above every earthly consideration. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you. We ought to seek the kingdom of God, which is found in the word of God. And when we eat the word of God, and when this world and everything that is in it turns topsy-turvy, we will be able to withstand. Because heaven and earth shall pass. But the maker of the universe says that my word shall not pass away. And we will take him at his word, because he says in Isaiah 55, verse 11, Isaiah 55, verse 11, I will be going from verse to verse, because they are coming to me as I speak to you. When we look around the world, we see the events that are unfolding on the world stage. We will need more than the words of a politician. We will need more than a safe bank account. We will need more than a good pension. We will need more than a good health insurance. We will need more than a good family and friends. We will need more than a beautiful home, a nice cars, the ability to afford everything that man can afford with money. We will need more than that, because the word of God says heaven and earth shall pass, but my words shall not pass away. And the word of God says in Isaiah 55 verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. My brothers and sisters, we can hear. Let him that have an ear hear. We are, there's so many things happening on the world stage. And to begin with, the fire in the Amazon forest, rainforest. My brothers, this fire is not a simple fire. Fire takes place in the rainforest all the time. It happens all the time. But this fire is unlike any other fire, because it's taking out everything. It's taking out everything. Everything in its path. We are in Amos 8, verse 11. Amos 8, verse 11. Read. Amos 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. My brothers and sisters, this is prime time. It is high time to awake out of sleep, as Romans 13, verse 11 tells us. As we still have the words of God, the Bible, available in our homes, in our hands, let's hurry and do that which Jeremiah said he would do. That he did in Jeremiah 15, verse 16, he said, thy word was found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts. There are many verses that are attached to this thread. We can go to Job 23, verse 12. That's another verse that I love to quote. Job 23, verse 12. Job 23, verse 12. It says, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. When we understand what that means, that heaven and earth shall pass, my word shall not pass, in order for us to stand in the face of the events that are about to unfold, we will need to have the word of God inside of us, in our organs, in our minds, in our hearts, in order for us to stand. Because it says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. That's paraphrasing. That is Hebrews 11, verse 6. Romans 10, verse 17 tells us that for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the world is about to turned upside down. And in order for us to stand in the face of the events that will transpire, we need to have the Word of God, which is the faith of Jesus Christ in Revelation 14, verse 12. So the faith of God. In 1 John 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. My brother said, I don't want to say anything of myself. Everything that I want to say, I want everyone to be able to quote it and to read it and to ruminate it and to masticate it and to go over it and over it, over and over again. Because we will have to get to a point where we all will be saying and believing the same thing. And when we all are eating of the same food, then we will have the same health. When we all are eating the same food, we will grow. We will grow. And we will be able to finish each other's sentences. When you are in a healthy relationship, you know, somebody, one person says something and the other one finishes it. And when we feed on the Word of God, that's how it's going to be. In 1 John 5, verse 4, he says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Wow. And verse 5 says, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You can only believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God when you read in the Bible that he is the Son of God. It is a joy to be going through all the scriptures on the Sabbath day. Because as we do this, we have two people taking notes. We have two individuals taking notes. We have the accuser of the brethren that is taking notes because he needs to find something to accuse us of, before the Lord. But the Lord himself has his own scribe taking down what we are doing right now. You know, many people are making plans to go out and to, engage in debauchery. Those of you who can hear, you've taken upon yourselves to stop, to cease and desist, and to invest in eternal things by hearing the Word of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And this is why I'm taking my time to go through these verses, so that the right verse will fall in the right ear, and it will quicken. Life in the ears of those that can hear, because the Word of God tells us again in John 6 verse 63 it says it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And this is why we feed on the Word of God, because it is life. It is not life as the world understands it, because the world is in deep darkness. And the life as this world understands it is a photocopy of the life as God had given it to our first parents in the Garden of Eden when they had access to the tree of life. The life that we had before the fall was eternal life. And this is the life that the word of God speaks of eternal life, not the life that has a beginning and an end. We serve a God that has no beginning and no end. He gives of himself. He gives that which represents him, that is a representation of him. So he's going to give life. He's going to give it, he says in John 10, verse 10, more abundantly. So this life is a poor representation. It is a photocopy. It is a shadow, poor shadow, miserably, shoddy quality of the life that we are promised in the Word of God, because he is from everlasting. That's what he says in Psalms 90, verse 2. You can go read that. He's from everlasting. So if he's going to give, he's going to give what is everlasting. As long as we remain faithful to him, he's going to give that which lasts forever. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we have to eat this food, and we can be the personification of this life before the world that have no eyes to see. They do not have spiritual eyes to understand that which is spiritual. This is why in Isaiah 58, verse 12, we are called the repairer of the breach. When sin came into the world, there was a breach between this world and the rest of the universe. And everyone that is disconnected, that is disenfranchised from God, they are in deep darkness. And the only way for them to understand that this world is disconnected from the vine, there must be repairers of the breach. And the repairers of the breach are those of us who can hear this word and incorporate it in our personal lives and live it out before the eyes of those that cannot see spiritual things. But they can see the word of God in the flesh. And then when they see us going through things that would bend, that would malign, that would require a negative feedback, a negative response, and they see us go through these things and we remain peaceful and remain calm, then they will come to ask and they will find out that the words of God, they are spirit and they are light, and they are able to sustain us, and they are able to give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, as Philippians 4 verse 7 says. My brothers and sisters, I hope I'm not taking too long. I guess it's almost time for us to leave. I pray to you all to have a good, happy Sabbath. Just remember everything that's happening in the world. Everything is about to change. And the focus is quickly turning toward the Christian. Because the Christian is the only one that is able to live in peace in this world of chaos. Because he says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, he says it very clearly. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, he says, great peace. Says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. When we trust in God, and then we are about to witness the collapse of everything man-made, their trust funds, their health insurance, the hospitals, and the hospitals are closing, you know, at a rapid pace. You know, the collapse of the political system, the collapse of everything that this world has known to be solid, standing still, the U.S. Constitution, all these things are about to go topsy-turvy. And they will turn to the Christian. When they look at the Christian, they will see the Christian peaceful in the storm. And they will come to ask. They will come to ask, and we must have, as 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, that we must have a reason for the faith and for the hope that we have in us. And it is right now, it's time for us to build, is to feed on this word, so that we can be able to, it can come out of our pores, out of our nostrils, out of our eyes, out of our mouth, out of our ears, when we touch something. And it may be just like it was Jesus Christ that touched it, because he no longer walks the earth. He only walks the earth through the people that can hear him and that will obey his word. We are to go out into the world and preach this gospel that is able to sever, to cause the human being, the individual, to sever all ties with the world and to deepen totally and to rely totally on God. We're not going to rely on our bank accounts. We're not going to rely on our friendships, on our relationships with others, on our trust funds, on our lineage, our bloodline, on our status. We will rely solely upon the word of God, because everything else will subside. It will go topsy-turvy. Brothers and sisters, pray for the people in Florida who are about to endure. They're talking about a possible Category 5 when it makes landfall. Pray about the Aborigines of the rainforest in the Amazon, and then unfortunately, this fire is throughout the world. It's also taking place in Africa. You know that there are some civilizations that have not reconciled with the society as we know it today. They have decided to live a simple, and to live one with nature. And these people want nothing to do with technology, want nothing to do with the way the world is run. And now this fire is driving them out of their element, out of their habitat, into the city. And Lord, my brothers and sisters, it's time for us to know this word, so that we can know where to go. Because people are going to be driven out of their elements into the city so they can be controlled. So my brothers and sisters, feed on the word of God, because the day is evil. Ephesians 5, verse 15, 16. Got to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. But the days are evil. May God bless you all. Be mindful that you are called by Christ's name. That's what he says in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The moment that we call on him, he knows. All right, my brothers and sisters, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. I pray that these words that we spoke tonight made sense to somebody, and that they will take it and they will run with it, and they will be able to save many souls on your behalf. I'm going to put many stars on your crown. Lord, be with us. Bless the remaining of the night for those of us who are on the East Coast and those of us who are on the other side of the world. I pray, Father, that you bless them accordingly and that your name will be glorified. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Mozart, for that word. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. And we know the Lord's word shall not return unto him void. Just want to leave with you Deuteronomy chapter 18, starting at verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, starting at verse 18, it says, I will rise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I commanded him. Verse 19, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. Let us be faithful stewards of the word. Let us meditate upon these words. Let us be encouraged, brothers and sisters. Jesus love you. Happy Sabbath. Again, thank you for joining us. Have a blessed night. Thank you.